Because UAPA grants police sweeping powers to designate suspects as dangers to the state, and specifically limits opportunities for bail, lengthy periods of pre-trial imprisonment are not unusual. In a typical case last month, two Kashmiri terrorists, who together lost 18 years of their lives awaiting trial in prison, were acquitted for lack of evidence. In fact, of the 7,840 UAPA cases raised from 2015 to 2019, the last year for which numbers are available, just 2% resulted in a conviction. In 9/10 of cases, police did not even bother to frame charges. Despite the apparent failure of the law, the temptation to use it to lock up troublemakers seems irresistible. Over the same period, the annual number of UAPA arrests rose by 72%. In the case of Father Stan, it is not just the casual callousness that stands out. He was one of 16 co-defendants, all but one of whom remain in jail, in a case that police describe as a Marxist terror plot. They have tied the group, which includes distinguished academics, human rights activists, and a well-known poet, to a rally held in 2018 by low-caste Dalits, so-called untouchables, at a village called Bhima Corrigan, some 170 kilometers east of Mumbai. This was marred by a stone-throwing incident involving higher caste Marathas, during which one person died. Police have also claimed the group funneled money to Naxalite guerrillas seeking to overthrow the state and were plotting to assassinate Narendra Modi, India's Prime Minister. So far, the only evidence produced has been electronic, consisting of files retrieved from the personal computers of the accused, all of whom say they had never seen any of this supposedly incriminating material. According to independent investigations by Arsenal Consulting, a Boston-based digital forensics firm, they appear to be right. Close analysis by Arsenal of two of the defendants' computers shows they were victims of malware attacks dating back to 2016, which allowed dozens of documents, including those later leaked by police as proof of a conspiracy, to be inserted surreptitiously into their filing systems. Separately, both Amnesty International, an advocacy group, and Citizens Lab, a Canadian research group, have found that Dalit activists were targeted by hacking software, typically sold only to governments, that permits remote control of devices. A statement from Father Stan's family and friends decries his death as the institutional murder of a gentle soul by an inhuman state. That sounds about right.